Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 14th goes to four young men from Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Now, two of the men aren't named because they are only 17, but I do have two names because they are 19 and 18, and their names are Jeremy Perry and Isaiah Welch. Salute to everybody who listens to us on Real 106.1 in Cleveland. What's happening? Drop one of Clues Bombs for Real 106.1 in Cleveland, please. Now, this morning, as I was riding into work, the energy I was on was my guy, Stephen Furtick, and he gave a sermon titled Kingdom Clout. And he talked about how when you attach your significance to status, it's never enough. And I think about that when it comes to social media, people who do things for social media status, regardless of how many likes they get, regardless of how many followers they get, it's never enough. And when you do things for likes and followers, you will always be doing things for likes and followers. And the more likes and followers you get, the more you get rewarded for whatever it is you're doing on social media to get those likes and followers. And you will continue to do it. Not just do it, but turn up on whatever it is. All right? Look, we've all been there. Even if you are a grown-ass man like myself, at some point in your life, there was some type of ignorant, bad behavior you were being rewarded for, and that reward felt good. So you turned up on whatever the ignorance was, and eventually you cannibalize yourself because you are doing whatever you're doing for the wrong reasons. And usually that reason is this thing this era calls clout, okay? In our day, we called it the juice. You know what I'm saying? You got the juice, all right? Mainstream America calls it popularity. Whatever it is, it's a drug. And this generation wants that drug. They want that drug called clout. They want that juice, that popularity, more than they want anything else. Okay, more than they want money, more than they want sex, more than they want peace of mind. They want those likes and followers. And they don't care who they traumatize in the process to get it. Okay, in this case, this young 17-year-old, unnamed young man from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, traumatized his mother. Yes, the vagina from which he came. Let me put this in context for you. This teenager is a YouTuber who plays pranks for views, all right? Well, this kid decided to pull a prank on his mother. Not just any kind of prank, though. Let's go to WJW Fox 8 for the report, please.
911, where's your emergency?
Hi, I'm in Cleveland Heights. I just did a fake robbery prank on my mom, and she ran, and I know she called the police. She's nowhere to be found.
Cleveland Heights police say a 17-year-old boy's idea of playing a prank on his mother was to conspire with three of his friends, who covered their faces and confronted the 40-year-old woman in her driveway and ordered her into her house, where they pointed a gun at her head, told her to get on the floor, and demanded her money. The so-called prank ended badly for the teen and his friends when the 17-year-old staged a fight with the intruders and his terrified mother ran out of the house.
I just don't want the police coming here aggressive, if you get what I'm saying.
You did a fake robbery prank on your mother?
Yeah, but she thought it was for real. Like, when I got to wrestling my friend for fake, she ran out the house.
At the same time, a homeowner on a neighboring street called 911 to report a woman in distress was hiding on his porch and asking for help.
The teenager told investigators that he actually videotaped his mom being terrorized as entertainment for his YouTube channel.
All right, can you explain to me what happened and why you did that to your mother?
I do YouTube. I'm famous on YouTube, so I did a YouTube prank.
Okay. Was it like a live YouTube thing?
Yeah, it's still
live
right now.
The 17-year-old and one of his friends are facing juvenile charges. The two adults who took part in the stunt, 19-year-old Isaiah Welch and 18-year-old Jeremy Perry, are facing charges that include inducing panic.
Yep. So you mean to tell me that you traumatized your mother, gave her anxiety probably for the rest of her life because you wanted YouTube views? You know how your mama said my nerves bad? Her nerves are going to be bad forever because of this. What if your mother would have had a pistol and shot one of y'all? What if a neighbor would have saw the commotion and grabbed their pistol and came over and shot y'all fools? What if your mother would have had a heart attack in the midst of this fake robbery? These are the kinds of stunts you do when you are seeking more and more of something that doesn't mean anything. And social media status truly doesn't mean anything. And as my man Stephen Furtick said, when you attach your significance to status, social media status, whatever kind of status it is, it's never enough, all right? This is what happens when you let other people This is what happens when you let what other people think control you, okay? Because you're only doing this to please a bunch of people who don't know you. You went through the motions of fake robbing your mother because you wanted these digital D-heads online that you're never going to meet to like you. Once again, this is what happens when you let what other people think control you. So please gather around as I share with you some words from my Mount's Corner brethren, pastor of Elevation Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, Stephen Furtick. He has a word for you. This is from his sermon, Kingdom Clout, Part 1.
When Elijah started talking to me about clout, clout chasers, and how people do anything for clout, I think he was quoting Offset or one of the other theologians from those three apostles. But he was saying how these days kids are really obsessed with popularity. It's different than it was when we were kids. You know, we were focused on serving God and making a difference in our world. These days, kids will do anything for clout. They're driven and obsessed by what people think about them. They spend their time trying to prove stuff to people who aren't even paying attention. It's okay to care what people think about you. It is not okay to be controlled by what people think about you.
That's right. Kids, it's okay to care what people think, but don't let what people think control you, or you'll end up doing dumbass stunts like these folks. Please let Remy Ma give Isaiah Welch, Jeremy Perry, and the two unnamed 17-year-old kids the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.